Logan, and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right, it's late evening on a Sunday, and you know all those times that I've been complaining about not having any voicemail? Anyway, oh yeah, sorry, voicemail 206-208-3918 is the number for that. info@tiptaptip.com is the email address if you want to send us any emails and stuff like that. So anyways, last few episodes we've been complaining that no one's been sending us any voicemail, but that's changed. A brand new one, not a fake one like the one I sent in last time. This one is actually directed to you, Rochelle.
Yay, another one for me, none for Eric.
That's right. And it's actually referring to something that you talked about last episode.
Cool.
Yes, this message is for Rochelle, I believe it's pronounced. It's Bylaw Bill Bruce calling from the City of Calgary Bylaw Office. In regards to your bike, I just thought I'd let you know that feel free to keep walking into that post, because you're right, we cannot ticket bicycles because there's no license plate on them. But what we do is cut the lock and take the bike, and you must have an original bill of sale to get that bike returned. So please, I need a new bike, and so just keep locking it to the post.
What?
That's right. This is a reference to last show. Rochelle had a little bit of a problem locking her bike to a post.
Who is that?
It's, bylaw,
is that, for real?
Bylaw Officer Bill something or other. I'll have another listen.
Yes, this message is for Rochelle, I believe it's pronounced. It's Bylaw Bill Bruce calling from the City of Calgary Bylaw Office. In regards to your bike, I just thought I'd let you know that feel free to keep locking it to that post, because you're right, we cannot ticket bicycles because there's no license plate on them. But what we do is cut the lock and take the bike, and you must have an original bill of sale to get that bike returned. So please, I need a new bike, and so just keep locking it to the post.
Oh my goodness, I didn't think somebody like that would be listening to our podcast.
It's not a real bylaw officer.
Okay,
I recognize
who is
the
it?
Voice. That is the voice of Mr. Daryl Cognito from the Atomic Calgary. the Atomic,
don't fucking scare me like that.
The Atomic Suburbia podcast. He was morning, and apparently he listened to the last episode, and I ruined the surprise, but...
Yeah.
Unless it is somebody that sounds...
But, okay, you know what I found out? My friend Dave, who is painting the salon, mm-hmm. told me that there is a bike lock where I can actually lock my bike up, too.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll probably be doing that. So, sorry.
Problem
no free
solved.
Bike for you. Or anybody else.
So, on, this...
funny.
This Friday evening, Rochelle's having wine with a few friends, and then me and Shane, who's appeared on the show, I guess one time before,
mm-hmm.
Went out.
Yeah, Shane, tons before. We did the Newfoundland stories.
Yeah, but he's actually appeared once in person.
Yeah, but we've played stuff with him on it.
So anyways, Shane and I were out for drinks, just sort of hanging out on the patio of of Ming over on 17th Avenue. And he gave me another story that we're going to be playing about some eerie goings-on.
Some what goings-on?
Eerie. Spooky. Creepy.
Oh,
okay, so I'm in my old apartment, and the way I had it set up was that on the... You were never there, I don't think.
I don't think I was at your old apartment.
What's going to be?
Holy shit.
Keep going.
Buddy's racing in his fucking little GT racer, slamming the shit out of the back of the truck. Back of the car there, yeah.
That little souped up shit box.
Souped up shit box got fucking smashed. But
okay, I probably should have edited this better because it's going to take a little while before the story actually starts. But it is going to start, so just hold on.
LTD Ford, or whatever the hell that is. Caprice Classic. Anyway.
Actually, what we're talking about is just a few moments before, there's actually a car crash right in front of Ming. A black, one of those souped up black, when people take one of those little shitbox cars and they add the spoilers and the big mufflers and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
What it did is he was trying to race down 17th Avenue and he rear-ended a big truck. Not really any damage to the truck because it's a fairly solid vehicle, but this little shitbox, a lot of the front end was damaged and it actually had to pull in to that parking lot near the European Bakery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that just happened moments before this recording started. So we're just referring to that. And yeah, the store will probably start in another few seconds, I'm hoping.
Okay.
So I'm in my old place, and the way I had it set up was that my couch would sit off the wall about a foot and a half.
Really? Why would it be close?
So I could slide my bike back in between the couch and the wall,
gotcha,
right?
Yeah.
And my couch would be like directly in front of the television or whatever. So this one night, I go home and I have something to eat, and I'm kind of lying on the couch and I'm watching television or whatever, and I kind of doze off, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like I sort of wake up and there's two fucking little aliens standing over me. And one is right behind the couch and he's got his arm kind of crossways, so like his forearm is resting on the back of the couch.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready to poke me with something.
Yeah.
And the other dude is standing at my feet.
Is this like a dream or?
Well, no, I'm not sure.
Well, here comes the cavalry.
So these are the.
They're going somewhere else.
These are the stuff going sort of the accident.
For the accident, yeah.
Somebody else got stabbed or something. So yeah. So anyway, I wake up and one dude is resting his forearm on the couch, and he's fucking getting ready to jab me with something. The other dude is standing at the foot of my feet,
yeah,
looking at me and watching the other dude.
But,
and I kind of wake up and I'm like, holy fuck! And I reach over and slam my hands down on this dude's forearm and pin him to the couch. And he starts freaking out. He drops his little instrument. And I've only ever experienced this sensation once before, whereby I was like, I couldn't wake up fully. And I was physically trying to wake myself up and,
get up, gasping
for breath and saying, like, holy fuck, dude, and you need to wake the fuck up right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing that. The little dude who's at the foot of my feet comes running around, grabs his buddy, and is trying to pry my fingers free, and he's trying to pull his buddy free. And finally, like, I don't know if I don't remember exactly if they jabbed me again and put me out, or if I just kind of couldn't wake up and I fell back to sleep. But I go back to sleep, and I wake up maybe, you know, I don't know how much longer after, but I wake back up, and I'm fucking freaked right the fuck out. I jump up in my apartment. Turn on all the lights. I'm looking under the beds. I'm grabbing my hockey stick in hand.
Checking
the closet. Come on, you almanac motherfuckers. You know, like this. Right? Check everywhere. And I'm like, you know what, dude? I am fucking freaked right the fuck out. So I watch a bit of television. And I'm like, I'm not going back to sleep tonight. So I get dressed, I go over to Ducky's to kind of hang out, and Peter's there. I tell him, and I end up then going over to his place to hang out.
Yeah.
And I just watch television all day, and the next morning the sun's out, and I'm like, okay, I'm safe now, right? And it's like, this only happened like maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
And it's like, fuck, I don't know. Did it really happen? Was it a bad dream? I don't know, right?
Because
it's so ingrained in today's society that, like, if an alien comes down, he's going to be gray, he's going to have almond eyes.
Yeah.
One of those fuckers, you know?
Yeah.
So there's either one of two things. Either it's true or it's fake, and it's so ingrained that if you're going to have any sort of nightmare or whatever, it's going to be that based.
Yeah.
And the best part about the story is that, like, I go on to the other side. It's like, if if for some reason there is aliens and there are alien abductions, well, those two little fuckers got back to their mothership, and Buddy was like, holy fuck, dude, that earthling almost fucking had me. I know, man, I was trying to pry his fingers off. I was lucky I got you. I was lucky I got the T-437 and jabbed him with it and put him back under.
They're telling the exact opposite.
I was that fucking close, man, to getting my fucking cock.
I know, dude. I'm never going on away missions ever again, man.
Give me a desk job.
Yeah, give me a desk job. I'm never going on away missions ever again, man.
He's on workers' comp up in the spaceship, like, you know, like, beta.
He's like, what the fuck? Travel halfway across the universe for this bullshit.
This bullshit? I didn't sign up for this.
What the hell was in that injection?
It was some sort of sedative. Well, it wasn't some sort of good enough.
No, he told me that this guy was going to be a complete ass.
It's like jabbing a crocodile, putting him out. Is he out? Sure. Chomp.
Guess not.
I guess not. So there's my alien abduction story. It's like, okay, well, you know, in all probabilities, you know, an Occam's razor is like, it probably was a bad dream. But I'll never ever go like get hypnosis to find out if I was actually, or one of these years, I'll go get some x-ray on a weird part of my body.
And Dr. Gold, we found something strange.
Hey, what the hell is this? Some sort of microchip.
My God, you're going to go.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me?
Those little shit.
Those little bastards, I almost had one of them.
It's close.
So that's the alien abduction story.
Anyways, yeah.
Okay, but why did he talk about how his couch was a foot away from the wall?
Because he puts his bike between the...
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the whole story?
Because they were behind the couch. Because there's that space between the couch and the wall.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was on that space, I guess, holding his arm. And the other guy was at the foot of the couch.
Oh.
So they were between that space.
See, I thought there was going to be something like he came back home and then his couch was moved farther against the wall and then he knew that it was true or something like that. But
I actually was talking to Mason earlier today. I mentioned that Shane had told me his alien abduction stories. Like, oh yeah, I've heard that one. So
yeah, he probably just.
It's a good story, and I'm glad that.
Yeah, it's a good story. But you know what? It reminds me of watching that internet superstar. You know when Internet Superstar, that podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, when he's interviewing some of these old dudes, and the one thing that he always asks them, like, because they say that they know about aliens, and they've met aliens and all that kind of stuff, and the one thing he always asks them is how many drugs they've done.
Yeah, this
is a valid question. Yes, because they're old and they probably did tons of acid and they're probably still tripping on acid every once in a while.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that Web Drifter show where Martin Sargent goes to the houses of all these sort of weird internet celebrities and and sort of sees them in their sort of home environment. So
yeah, and like the funniest thing I found was like that one dude that made him put a triangle on his head.
Oh my god! And he said that there's some sort of vortex that was going to open, but then he just was playing sort of weird new agey music on his synthesizer.
Yeah,
a vortex apparently opened, but I don't know. That's a pretty cool hat. I would have worn it. I could have rocked that.
What movie was that in recently that I watched?
Like an alien abduction movie, or?
Oh, no, it was a movie with Paul Martin.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin?
No, not Paul Martin. Fuck, what's his name?
What?
What's his name? Steve Martin!
Oh, okay.
That was close. That was close. You know. Well, Steve Martin and Eddie, what's his name?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, like Bowfinger?
Yeah.
Is that a good movie? I haven't seen that.
Well, there's this part where Eddie Murphy, because he has lots of mental problems, he enters, he's really famous and he's a part of this group that is, I think it's supposed to be similar to the Scientology. sort of thing, and it's called Mindtology? No, like mind something.
Yeah.
And then they wear those hats.
The
triangle
hats.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my story.
All right. later in that same evening, hanging out with Shane, at one point I went to the bathroom. Shane took it upon himself because to record his own promo. What? Not only his own promo, but make some girls sitting behind in the table behind us.
Yes, we all know Shane likes to talk to them.
So here's the one he recorded with the girls.
No, just stay into that you are listening to Tip Tap Tip.
I'm listening to Tip Tap Tip.
No, like a promo.
Oh, you're listening to Tip Tap
Hey,
Tip.
Hey, this is so and so, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
This is Carly, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
All right, let's try and take two. You ready?
It's almost like a tongue twister.
Tip Tap Tip Tap Tip.
This is Carly, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip. Yeah, I don't know.
There you go. Thanks, girls.
Maybe I'll make something into that later, but that actually seems like a good idea. Like,
we should get sober people to say that, because the tip tap tip is not a tongue twister when you're sober.
Tip tap, yeah.
You're listening to tip tap tip.
Then Shane just did this.
Tip tap tip, little April bloggers beating a drum as we are on the internet.
I added the echo, but actually, I
like that. I like the echo thing.
Because the song was
because he's singing it from space after he gets abducted by the aliens.
There you go. But that song was bothering me all day, and I'm like, well, it's this familiar melody. So I was typing on the internet, little April flowers, April showers, and it turns out, for whatever reason, that song is from Bambi. There's a song in there called Drip, Drip, Drop, Little April Showers, blah,
oh, really?
Blah, blah,
blah. Do you have it on here?
It's on YouTube, but I don't...
I want to hear it.
I didn't prepare it. Sorry.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I only have a million things on the go, but that wasn't one of them.
That's funny. Why would Shane?
But actually, one of the things I want to do is when Mason was over here earlier, I asked him if Mason could take the instrumental portion of the Disney song and then have Shane sing over it with the lyrics.
That'd be cute.
So we'll see if that ever pans out.
Okay.
Well, ever. Then again, Mason also said he was going to record me some more bumpers, but I just have to deal with the ones that I have.
I like the ones that we have.
That one's good. But, anyways, here's a story about a beauty shop burglary.
Ahead. First, our top story tonight at 5 o'clock. It may start out like a storyline from Steel Magnolias, but this true tale takes on a very different twist. A cross-dresser is accused of burglarizing a local beauty parlor. Deputies say the man dressed...
Now that's
a bad cross-dresser. Whoa.
You could have stole
that's like cross-dressing to become like, to be like an old lady.
Could have stole a better wig.
Yeah.
And seriously, that's like a grandma dress.
That's what I'm saying.
Alright.
As a woman, is a sex offender, but was not registered in Baldwin County. NBC 15's Emily Turner joins us with details on this.
Okay, let's see how many beauty puns they can fit into this news report. Because,
okay.
All right.
Well, so far, Steel Magnolias.
How's that a...
That's that movie with Dolly Parton and...
really? Is it Julia Roberts in that?
Yeah.
And Dolly Parton? And Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Usual story... Emily, this man wasn't dressed just like any woman here.
No, Kim, he was dressed like the owner of the beauty shop. He didn't get inside. Deputies say he didn't plan to take anything. They say he told them he just wanted to play pretend.
With each snip comes a lock of hair and a piece of news. Today, Rose's story is a cut above the rest.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, three.
Sorry.
A cut above.
Best.
I seen the car parking, and this, I thought it was a woman, get out of the car and come up here just like, you know, they knew what they were doing.
That person is Frederick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Oh.
A cross-dresser whose ensemble, Rose says, eerily models her own. She says she's cut his hair before, but that night there was no way of knowing it.
With a get-up like that on, your blonde wig and all, and he's got black hair, I couldn't recognize him, but I couldn't see his face anyway.
Sheriff's deputies say he told them he wanted to come in here, sit in her chair, turn around, look in the mirror, and actually be her.
I did get kind of scared. It gave me goosebumps.
Off camera, his father told us this isn't the first time for Frederick. He was arrested in Hoover, Alabama for indecent exposure, but never registered as a sex offender here. Rose says she doesn't hold the incident against Cutter. She just hopes he gets the help he needs.
Maybe I was the only friend that had really treated him like a friend by cutting his hair. Because I try to treat everybody nice.
Now that's the kind of place you should open. This is a...
It's just like a house that's been converted into a hair salon, hey?
I think you could do better than that.
Yeah, I need a mansion.
Okay. Let me come in.
Reporting in Magnolia Springs, Emily Turner, NBC 15
a
News.
A Curl and Style Family Hair Center.
Nice.
Wow. Cutter's father says his son is currently on medication, and he has a treatment plan lined up for him once he gets out of jail.
There's only three.
So what kind of treatment plan would that be?
I don't know. Maybe he has some mental problems, like schizophrenia or something.
I think the problem he has is he has bad taste of clothes. You saw that, like, top?
Honestly, if you're going to do cross-dressing, do it right or else it's just bad.
That looks like some old bed sheets I had turned into a... And seriously.
Didn't even have any fake boobs. Like, how are you supposed to look like a woman without boobs?
That's kind of a half-assed wig, too.
Yeah.
You could do
better.
And
that's just weird to say that you want to dress like a specific person, too.
Like he was saying he wanted to be like that.
Like her, yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yes. Disco tune, Staying Alive, could save your life. You know that song by the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to? Okay. Hands are up. You want to read it?
Staying Alive. Washington, U.S. doctors have found the Bee Gees' 1977 disco album anthem, Staying Alive, provides an ideal beat to follow while performing chest compressions as part of CPR on a heart attack victim. The American Heart Association calls for chest compressions to be given at a rate of 100% per minute in cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Staying Alive almost perfectly matches that with 103 beats per minute. CPR is a life-saving technique involving chest compression alone or with mouth-to-mouth rescue breathing. It is used in emergencies such as cardiac arrest in which a person's breathing or heartbeat has stopped. Me and Eric practice this regularly.
What's this?
I'm just joking. CPR can triple survival rates, but some people are reluctant to do it because they are unsure about the proper rhythm for chest compressions. But research has shown many people do chest compressions too slowly during CPR. In a small study headed by Dr. David Matlock at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria, listening to Staying Alive helped 15 doctors and medical students to perform chest compressions on dummies at the proper speed. 5 weeks after practicing with the music playing, they were asked to perform CPR again on dummies by keeping the song in their minds, and again they kept up to a good pace. The theme, Staying Alive, is a very appropriate for this situation, Matlock said in a telephone interview on Thursday.
Oh.
Oh,
that's...
Good one. Everybody's heard it at some point in their life. People know the song and can keep it in their head. The findings will be presented this month at a meeting of the American College of Emergency Physicians in Chicago.
So, I suppose it could have been like any song, which is near around 100 beats per minute, but I guess the reason they chose that one is because everybody knows the song, whether you like it or not. They know the melody, they know the general speed, so it's like... Dun, 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 dun. I didn't realize you had to go that fast.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what they're saying. Like, most people are doing it too slow.
Yeah, I would have thought that you would just do a little bit slower, but...
It is, honestly, it's a really good thing to know how to do. I've been in a situation where somebody had a heart attack, and...
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that? That was...
At my brother's wedding.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, I think you mentioned this. Yeah.
The wedding reception, my sister-in-law's uncle was standing in line for a steak, at the wedding reception, and he fell down and had a heart attack. And luckily, there were two people there who knew how to do CPR. I think they were like former cops or something like that. They knew how to do CPR.
Yeah.
And they saved his life, like, while they were waiting for that ambulance to come.
Good for them, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find it's, like, really, it was really hard to watch.
Oh, you watched the whole thing unfold? You didn't really...
No, I saw it, and then I was like, oh, I can't watch that. Because it's scary.
Here's a story about a naked guy in Japan. Swimming where you should.
Drastic change of topic.
we can continue.
Gotta, like, segue it.
There's no segues. I have no clever segue to go from a person having a heart attack to a person swimming naked in Japan in a river or channel that they should be swimming in.
Okay. Right.
The moats around Japan's imperial palace are not the usual place for a quick dip, particularly a naked one. But this man thought to be
not even hot.
He's lucky that branch is just covering what it needs to cover. Like, seriously. Either that, or it's a cameraman who knows where to stand, because yeah, that's just barely covering.
But look at all the people taking pictures of him. That's funny.
Well, it's a big tourist destination too, right? Yeah. So he decided.
He's not even Japanese. He's a super big white dude.
Caucasian.
Yeah.
Tourist.
See, the one thing I don't like about guys, like old men with shaved heads, is when they're all naked, they just look like fat, oversized babies.
Okay. I mean.
Look at it. It looks like
a... It looks like he's a baby.
He does.
Well, I'm really going to be looking at this video differently now. All right.
The Spaniard was clearly not bothered by the chilly autumn weather or the smirks of a few nearby tourists. He spent nearly 2 hours skinny dipping in the moat and climbing its...
Oh, there's an ass shot. All right. Crack.
Okay, go.
What's that?
Fur.
Walls, while police gave chase. Every time an officer tried to approach, he either splashed them or pelted them with rocks. The palace is home to the emperor and empress, and the moats are considered.
So he was in this
a moat around
for about
a palace.
2 hours, taunting the cops, throwing rocks at them, and refusing to come out and splashing them, and just being a general nuisance.
Oh,
what did they do?
Funny.
Did they come in after him and drag him out? Well, I guess we'll see.
Sacred. It's not clear if the royal couple were at home at the time, but some locals were clearly not amused.
They're usually pretty strict around here. He must be a bit crazy. Normal people would know it's just not the right thing to do.
Police eventually took the man into custody. Locals say he dropped a bag into the water before he plunged in, but the motive for his immodesty remains a mystery. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
There you go. Naked guy in a moat. I have no segue for the next thing.
Okay, would you do what he did?
No, of course not. First of all, it's a it's cold autumn weather. Second of all, I'm not the strongest swimmer. So even if I wanted to do it, I wouldn't be able to avoid the authorities. I could probably go in there for a bit. But 2 hours is a long time to be swimming around and just... Yeah. He's climbing up walls. And for a man of his girth, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. I haven't had a hard enough time doing push-ups without collapsing on the floor. This guy was just like Spider-Man going up and down.
No, he wasn't climbing that far up. I don't think...
He was climbing up.
I would do that maybe at night, like when there wasn't other people there.
What do you think his motive was? Just to get attention or just...
Well, they said that he dropped his bag in the water and that's why he went in there.
But for 2 hours after
that...
Well,
and then he was enjoying himself probably, and then there was maybe other people out there and he didn't want them to see him naked, so then he just stayed back in the water again, and then the cops were there, and then it's inevitable, like, he's going to get out and he's going to get arrested, but he was just probably trying to postpone it.
Maybe
it's like you might as well enjoy yourself before you go to prison.
Maybe he just likes swimming a lot. I don't know. Oh, well.
Or maybe it turned him on for all these little Japanese people to be watching him.
It's like, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
Well, we had to look at him, and that was really not cool, because he looked like a big baby to you.
He did, yeah.
Weirdo.
Like, I don't think Jean-Luc Picard would look like a big baby naked, but... Because he's not fat.
So it's okay. So let me just get this straight. So it's just obese men who shave all their hair. And
yeah.
Are just babies to you, but bigger.
Yeah, like if they don't have any hair on their body at all, like okay. No chest hair, nothing.
Just big old babies.
Yeah, they look like big babies.
Okay.
I don't find them very attractive.
Right, this has nothing to do with... This has nothing to do with anything. There's no real proper segue for this.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery, it's just like a mini mall. Oh, yeah, come shop with us. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop.
I wonder if you could save a life if you did CPR to this song.
I don't know. You'd have to have a metronome.
Bedrooms, dinettes, we got it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like a mini mall. Hey, you heard me.
Finest.
Come shop.
Awesome.
I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like...
You know all those hours?
I want to go there.
You know all those hours where you complain about...
I want to go there if he's there.
You know all those hours where you complain about me being on the computer?
Yeah.
I'm finding gold like this.
Yeah, well...
It's just like...
You probably do with, like, less time, but...
Well, because you're able to internet better than I am, or what?
No, I don't want to try that. I fall asleep being on the computer as much as you are.
Just like...
Okay, play more.
Okay.
Just like a mini ball. Hey. Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like
a mini ball.
Mall. Hey. Don't stop. Let's make it a dance. Come on now.
Oh.
To the left. To the right. Let's do this dance. Hey. To the left. To the right. Let's make this a dance. Flea market, Montgomery. It keeps you jumping. It's just like a mini mall.
But really, how? I can sing
along to it. It's so good.
I don't understand that analogy. It's a furniture store.
No, because it's so big. It's like a mini mall.
It's just like a mini mall.
I'm not figuring that out.
Everybody, like this now.
You know what I don't understand? There's a couch that he's standing in front of.
Yeah.
And it's nasty. And that's the couch that we have.
Yeah, it's
for
like...
For free, that we hate. And we call it the marshmallow couch.
It looks like he's standing in front of a sort of beige leather sectional couch with what looks like either leather pillows or something like that.
But it just looks like a whole bunch of hot dogs, like, sewn together.
And how would you want? How would you not want that?
See, hot dogs. It's not nice.
All right.
We will sell anybody our marshmallow couch, $50. They have to pick it up though.
Info@tiptaptip.com is the email address if you want our marshmallow couch. We're keeping the lazy boy though, right?
That is the lazy boy.
No, but there's a matching lazy boy.
Oh, there's chair. A matching chair. We'll throw in the matching chair for $50. So
right. Info@tiptaptip.com.
I don't know. I don't even care. It's not very nice. I don't like it. But they still sell them, and that's just amazing.
Just like a mini mall.
Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Don't stop. Let's dance. Flea market, Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall.
Let's bring it on down now.
Uh-oh.
I know you're gonna like this.
It's just like you know what I mean.
So why don't you just come on and say it?
It's just like a mini mall.
You said it. It's just like Sammy Stephens'
mini mall rap.
Sammy Stephens' mini mall rap in Montgomery, Alabama. just like, it's just like a mini. Oh.
What? I want to make, can we make a commercial like that for the salon?
Well,
where you come up with like a rap?
It's just like something
awesome. Which is it's like just like awesome.
I don't know.
We'll have to get someone else to come up with that song.
I don't know. I think Sam Stevens set the bar pretty high on that one.
Yeah.
It's just like.
I couldn't do it.
No. Anyways, if you're in the Montgomery, Alabama area and you need marshmallow couches or hot dog couches, hit up the place, which looks not unlike a mini mall. And he'll rap at you and he'll sell you a couch. All right. If we have any Alabama listeners, which probably fucking not. Anyways, man making kebab next to corp hit by ban. Man
what?
Hold on. A man discovered making kebabs near a corpse has been banned from managing food business and fined £3,800, Wolverhampton City Council said on Tuesday. Jazz Winter Singh, 45, was found by police making kebabs at Papu Sweet Center and catering in Wolverhampton in August in a kitchen where a dead man was lying on a sofa.
Ew!
Business is business.
Why do they have a sofa in a kitchen?
For breaks. Or for corpses.
That's gross.
I don't know.
I was thinking maybe he was making the kebabs from the dead man.
Oh, but it gets better. As well as the corpse, the police discovered another man smoking and spitting repeatedly on the floor while in a room near the kitchen, a defrosting chicken using blood and juices was covered with flies.
Ew. Oh.
I've worked in kitchens.
Wow, I really don't want to eat out now.
Yeah. All right. Environmental health officers had visited the shop over a number of months previously, where they had warned Singh to improve his food hygiene standards after finding rat droppings as well as a dead rat beneath the pot. Like, seriously, it was kept open after that? Like, they found rat droppings and they found the dead rat.
Rats, like, are probably just as common as mice are here in the States.
But by the sound.
And the thing is, like, every restaurant here probably has mice in it. They'll deny it, but they probably do.
Like, I've worked in kitchens before, and, there's no oozing chickens and no corpses, so.
Yeah, but that was a big chain restaurant, right?
Yeah, I was a teenager working at, Boston Pizza.
Oh, Boston Pizza.
Where we used to.
Yeah, but I think that, like, with smaller restaurants, if you throw out a whole chicken because it had some flies on it...
That's food waste.
And it's really expensive to buy new stuff. With, like, chain restaurants, they don't really care about little things like that.
Because they also buy in bulk a lot more and stuff.
Yeah.
We were called to reports of a sudden death. Said West Midlands Police spokeswoman Joanne Hunt. Post-mortem was carried out, but found the death was not suspicious. He probably ate that chicken.
No, it says it's not suspicious, so it's probably like old age or a heart attack or something like that.
So the matter was referred to the coroner. Wolverhampton's Police Council, City Council's Chief Environmental Services Officer Nick Edwards said the council will not tolerate those who put public risk by preparing food in unsanitary conditions. We are pleased that the council's actions have resulted in the council banning this individual from ever running a food business again. I think that's a...
That's a good call.
You know, I think after finding a corpse on a couch and business going on as usual, I think that's
it. I just have that song stuck in my head.
Just like...
A mini mom.
Nah, we got to come up with something better for the salon. Now, here's a... actually, this is an interesting story. It's kind of interesting. I want to know what your opinion on this one was. So.
Okay. Mom club to Surrey dad, we hate to discriminate, but father and son get boot. Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. Sorry, no dads. That's the message a Clayton Hills father got when he tried to join the activities of the Cloverdale Mommy and Me meetup group. Rick Castle is a registered kinesiologist and father of Cole, his infant son. A relative to newcomer to Surrey, Castle was looking for opportunities to meet people in his neighborhood when he discovered the group online. My wife and I just had our first child. She works days and I work evenings, so I'm a part-time stay-at-home dad. I found this group online 2 or 3 months ago and signed up. Since then, Castle said he's been getting the emails sent out to the group members announcing events the organizers have put together for members and their children. Other commitments meant he didn't have time to attend any events until recently. But when he expressed interest in joining in on the fun, the door was slammed shut. I received an email this morning or last night saying, "I'm not welcome," Castle said. "I was hoping to participate with him, but I'm not welcome because I'm a dad." Oh, not a mom. The email signed Cloverdale Mothers Group apologetically informed Castle that more than half of the members want the group to be for mothers only. "I hate to discriminate," the author went on, "but you can understand when it comes to the security of our children, and especially since you have not been able to attend a meetup."
I'm sorry, I'm calling bullshit on that.
Yeah, just wait. Okay, Castle wonders why something wasn't said earlier when he first joined online and is really puzzled about the reference to security of the other members' children. Yeah, that's a little, stupid. I'm not sure what that means, he said. "All that time I'm getting their emails, then all of a sudden it's a problem. Email requests for comments sent to Fiona, the group's organizer, remained unanswered as the now went to press Friday afternoon."
So anyways, it's a stay-at-home dad, and what he wants to do is there's this sort of meetup group similar called Mommies and whatever.
Yeah, Mommy and Me.
Mommy and Me. And, you know, he figures, you know, he's a stay-at-home dad. He wants to go out and meet other people who are taking care of their kids, so he signs up the group. No problem so far. And they have an upcoming meetup. He decides, he RSVPs that he's going to go, and then this club sort of shuts him out, saying that, no, you're not allowed to go.
Because based on his gender,
basically. Even though he's basically the caregiver for the child.
Yeah.
So he's basically taking over
that's the pretty, traditionally. I think that's really silly that the women would do that, because he's doing exactly the same thing that they're all doing.
Yeah.
He's staying at home, he's taking care of their kids.
Yeah.
His child. And so, I mean, that's the reason why these groups get together, right? Because you talk about being a parent. I think the only reason why the women might not want him there is because they all want to talk about their husbands.
The whole sort of, yeah.
They want to talk about girl stuff, right? And they feel like this guy is going to ruin that sort of openness that they can have without him there.
Like, on one hand, I can see his point. Like, he wants to go, but at the same time, you know, it is a private group, and they can specify, you know, whatever rules they want. I don't know, but
yeah. But if he was a woman, they would probably be okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't have any problem whatsoever. But like, yeah. the thing that kind of gets, or that sort of piqued my interest, is the whole reference to security. It's not like he's a sex offender, or that guy we talked about earlier wearing the dress at the beauty salon.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's a stay-at-home dad. He's taking care of the kid. Like, you know, he's doing everything, you know, a dad can do without, okay, you know, breastfeeding or whatever. But
if they would have said, "I'm sorry, but we don't feel comfortable just because of..."
We're talking about lady stuff.
Yeah. Do you think that he would understand that?
He'd probably be upset, but at least it would be clear as to the reasons why.
And honestly, it's not like he was able to meet, go there for the meetings all the time. So if it's only like once in a while, it's really not a big deal.
Like, if it's anything like the podcasting meetups that I go to, it's like once a month, if that. Like,
yeah. You know,
that's usually how those things work. So I don't know.
And it's more like, I mean, I think these people I think what these parents are forgetting is that those meetups are more for their children than they are for their for the parents.
Yeah.
It's for the children to get to know other children in the neighborhood and make friends and learn how to interact with other children. It's not about the parents. Those parents are being stupid.
Yeah.
They need to watch The Nanny.
Or one of those nanny shows on Slice.
I love those nanny shows.
You love everything on the channel.
I know.
All right.
Anyway.
We're just like a mini mall. Just like...
a mini mall.
All right. Anyways. Making your good times even. All right, we're going to wrap this episode up. Anything going on before we go? Any announcements? No? No? All right, good. We have nothing going on.
I got nothing.
If you want to fire us off a voicemail, like the person who sent us the one about the bike, you can do so, 206-208-3918. Send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. You should check out our website. We have... website with forums and shirts, which we actually still have yet to buy and test for quality.
That's what but, you have to do.
Oh, yes, because I'm the one with the credit card, so I have to buy everything. All right, okay. TipTapTip.com is the site. You can do stuff on there. It's fun. It's awesome. Anyways, my name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And
goodbye.
We're out of here like a mini mall. Bye. Oh, and I don't even have that queued up. All right, bye.
Tip, tap, tip, little April bloggers beating a drum as we are on the internet.